Hi, Fernando. It's just you and Victor so far. We have apologies from Stockholm.
Okay.
And Bart will probably not be able to join today as well.
So I guess we're just waiting on a few minutes for additional people to join, if they'll be able to join.
Otherwise, you and I, we can just decide, sign off the report and end.
Yeah, I think it's a very minor issue that's outstanding, right?
Yeah, well, we tried to fix that, so we'll see. I hope that Dottie will join so that she can see if she's happy as well. And thanks, for Victor, for your suggestion. We tried to incorporate that somehow, your compromise, because I think it was good. So.
Yeah. Great. So, Gabby, sorry, just in terms of once this is finalized, the process is that it gets submitted to the council, right?
I'm sorry? What, sorry?
Let's say once the group approves this final draft, in terms of the next steps, is it that this gets submitted to the council?
Yeah, well, it's scheduled to be submitted by the Beijing meeting, so we have plenty of time, actually. But, if we agree on it, say, shortly today or within the next week, then you may want to submit it earlier so that they have more time to read it. But and you can just bring it up at the next council call and just say, this is supposed to be signed off at the Beijing meeting, and please read it if it's finished by then, by the next council call. But yes, it's supposed to be signed off by Beijing.
Yeah, and then what happens if other council members, like last time, right, Rolf, have additional comments on the final report? Then,
well, then we have we will have to incorporate them, but. It probably won't be too big, so it shouldn't be a big, well, unless they're substantial and huge, then probably it will be quite a quick thing to fix them. So this is why it would be good to present it at the next council call already, so that if there are any changes, then we can do them by Beijing.
Okay, yeah.
So I think that if we sign off on this, I think that as soon as possible we should send it to the councillors so that they have time to read it and comment. So we can do any changes.
Okay.
It's 6 past. Let's say we wait till 10 past.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. Thank you. Yes.
Well, whilst we wait for perhaps someone more to join, I can just ask you, did you have a chance to look at the revised report, especially the part that we were discussing most last time? Did you have a chance to look at that? There's an Adobe room, so if...
There is? I'll
yes.
Have to find the Adobe room.
There is an Adobe room, let me check. I opened it earlier, and I posted the report there. I hope I didn't close it by mistake.
What's the
no, it's there. It's there. It's open. So Christina sent out a reminder today, and in that reminder, this address to the Adobe room. I mean, it's 8 past, so I'm not sure anyone else will join. So, but maybe we could, the three of us can go through at least the one part that was a bit that we discussed last time with where Dotty was against.
Yeah. And Gabby, what was the advert? Is it Adobe Connect and then slash?
It's Adobe icon.adobe. I mean, do you have a possibility to check your emails, because the link is there. It's quite complicated.
Okay, hold on for a second. Let me.
Christina just sent it just a while ago. I mean,
okay. Yes.
2 or 3 hours ago. So. Victor, do you have a chance to open it? Do you? Can you find the Adobe address?
I found.
Oh, I can say yes. Now I've Victor. Yes, now I'm allowing you. I didn't see the.
Oh,
I have to.
Okay.
Now you're in. Now you're in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see your request.
Okay.
I read the paper again, and
yeah,
I agree with everything. I have no comments, even with the part that you already fixed.
That's not okay, Fernando. I'm letting you know. So I can just quickly say the major changes here. First of all, Hong wanted me to change the first in the summary. The second point: be clear about the responsibilities of the working group participants. She wanted it to be formulated that way, so I did that. There was no change there. No change there. So this. This is the paragraph that we were discussing last time, and we tried to make it a bit softer. It's still giving the chair some kind of possibility to react if someone has ceased participation. But it's much softer, and it doesn't actually say what action should be done, but it's just saying that he has possibility to suggest some additional steps to resolve the situation, basically. So it's much softer, but it still gives the chair the chance to react in some way.
Yeah.
That was the major change. Any comments on that?
I agree with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no comments.
Okay. Let me see if they're trying to. See. I don't think there were no major. Bart did provide a little bit more. He updated the table here on page 8, and he also provided a little bit of more explanation, because he developed the table, so I asked him to do the explanations to that, and he also moved some of the more detailed explanation to this one. He moved to the end. This was part of the. Text before, now it's part of the appendix, It's more in detail explaining what it is. And then he added some text, a little bit more general text about the table. But it's nothing, it's no new fact or anything. It's just that he added some more general text. And then, there was one part, sorry, which Hong raised. That was in the first part. It was about the language, simplify language. There was a grammar mistake, so I'm not sure if that was what she meant. I changed it now. It was the part saying, under simplify language, working group chairs are recommended to constantly encourage blah, 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 blah. There was a grammar mistake. It said working group chairs is recommended. So this has changed. I'm not sure if that clarifies. You saw perhaps I sent out an email asking her if that clarified and if she had any further comments, and she didn't. So I hope that is clarified now. So, sorry.
David, the only minor comment I had was if you go to page 10.
Yeah.
The number 3, I think it's missing an R, prioritization.
Prior. Yeah, you are. I will prioritization.
Yeah.
Okay, I will correct that, page 10. That if you
see the text.
Prioritization, yeah. I will double check that.
Gary?
Yes?
I saw some interrogation marks in the first charts.
Yes, I think that's supposed to be there, the question marks.
But in that case, what would it mean, an interrogation mark? It means we don't know who would identify that?
I'm sorry that Bart is not in this at the call, because he, as I said, he developed this. I will double check the question marks with him and see if it's supposed to be there and if he could clarify that.
Okay.
Question mark.
Because probably would be better to put some comment. The question mark looks like we don't know what to put there, and we still have to define it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
When I read it
would be better to have to be confirmed or whatever there than a question mark.
Yeah.
I agree on that. So I'll bring that up with Bart as well, and I will prioritization. I'll check and question marks. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll clean this up, and I'll send out a new version. And since no one has joined, and it's already 1:16, I suggest, Fernando, if you agree, is that I'll deal with Bart with this, and I'll do some cleaning up, and I'll send out another version, and then we give the group, I guess, another week time or so to comment.
Okay.
If there are any major comments, I guess we will have to have another call. If not, I just suggest we take it as approved and forward it to the council.
Yeah, from the last call, we didn't get any additional feedback from Dottie, right?
Nothing from Dottie, and but we will give her another week to dwell on this. But I think I will do the updates, and then we post this, and if everyone agrees, then our next council call is on the 12th, so there's plenty of time. I was just thinking that perhaps if there are any major comments, then we might have to have another call. But if there are no major comments, I don't think we need another call.
Yeah, I don't think we need another call as well.
Depending on the feedback, but I'll do the small updates. There are no substantial updates really, and send it out. Wait for feedback.
So should we aim, just trying to be conservative, maybe sending out it out to the council by March 1?
Yes, that would be No, actually, to be absolutely honest, Fernando, I think it's enough if we send it, because I always try to post all the council material about 6 days prior to the council call. That would be on the 6th of March, and I think that it would be better to wait this a few days, because otherwise people will get confused. We'll send something on Friday and then follow up on Wednesday. So I would say that let's aim for sending it out with the council information material on the 6th. And at that call, you just raise it and raise awareness to say, please read it, because if you have any issues, then we need to do this before the Beijing meeting. So is that a good plan?
And quickly, when I know my term ends in March sometime.
It's actually you're still a councillor by Beijing. Beijing is your last meeting, so.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in March.
Well, we always write March, because normally the ICANN meetings are in March, but this time it was in April. But it's actually that is the last meeting. The first meeting of the year is the last meeting of the term. You're still seated by Beijing.
Okay.
Gabby, just to understand, in the next council, it will be presented by Fernando final report from the group, but it's not approved in that council. It will be then approved. It has to be approved, I understand, and it will be approved in the April council.
Exactly. So all that will be done in the March meeting is really just we want to send it to the council so that they are aware this is here, so that they have enough time to read it through. And the only thing Fernando really will do is saying, this is our final report. We expected you to approve it by Beijing. Please read it and let us know if you have any comments so we can, you know, have time to work on it. Okay. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
If you agree.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Gabby, for explaining that process. So I think if we did those very minor corrections, then we can send it out one final time to get feedback from the group.
Exactly. So I'll do this update, and depending a little bit on Bart's availability, but I'll send it either today or Monday. So. And then we give the group like a week or so to approve it, or to raise issues. And if there is a major issue, then let's have a call. But I don't think that would be needed.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so either.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much, Gabby.
Thanks for you too for dialing in. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.